After I arrived in New York, several people did me the honor of consulting me on the phenomenon in question. In France, I had published a 2-volume work in quarto entitled The Mysteries of the Great Ocean Depths. Well received in scholarly circles, this book had established me as a specialist in this pretty obscure field of natural history. My views were in demand. As long as I could deny the reality of the business, I confined myself to a flat no comment. But soon, pinned to the wall, I had to explain myself straight out, and in this vein. The Honorable Pierre Arlax, professor of the Paris Museum, was summoned by the New York Herald to formulate his views, no matter what. I complied. Since I could no longer hold my tongue, I let it wag. I discussed the question in its every aspect, both political and scientific, and this is an excerpt from the well-padded article I published in the issue of April 30th.